Blog Talk Radio.
Did it!
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Christian Experience. I am your host, JB, and as always, riding with me, Mr. J.S. Duck. Say what's up, brother.
No doubt. What's happening, Doctor? What's up, people? I'm in the building.
All right. You already know what it is, man, so please, unless you're driving a car, please bow your heads. Father God, we come to you right now, Lord. God, just giving you all honor and glory, Lord. We want to say thank you, Father God, just for your presence. We thank you, God, for your presence in the show. We ask and invite your presence in the show, God. We ask for your spirit to guide us. We ask, Lord, that this can be an edifying show, God, informational and entertaining and fun. I also ask, God, that you just continue to bless our listeners. And we ask, God, that you spread and give understanding, oh God. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. How you feeling, man?
Man, I feel great. Week was cool, did a little relaxing, some me time, and I feel good, man. I'm refreshed, ready to attack the unattackable, and that's about it. How do they treat you over there, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I feel good. I'm mellow today. I'm in a humble mood. I had to speak earlier today at church for morning service, so. I'm good. You know,
okay.
Yeah, it was kind of a heavy word. It actually goes into what we're actually talking about today for the show. So, yeah, exactly. Perfect. So, yeah, I mean, I'm good, though. I'm actually good. I feel, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not hyped up, but I'm kind of like I'm ready to work. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any sense. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm eager to work. I'm eager to get some things done for God, you know, if that makes any sense. And like I said, I'm usually not even the dude to really talk like that, so I'm trying to, like, talk around all the cliches. But I am. I'm eager to kind of get things done today. So, or not today, but, you know, in general. So, yeah, I'm good.
No doubt. That's what's up.
Yep. So what's popping? Because you know I'm ready to do this one today. So what's popping out there?
Man, what's happening in the streets? Man, a lot. You know, I got a lot of tabs open right now, honestly. But, of course, we don't have time for me to go into everything, right? So I'm just going to touch on just a couple things that stand out to me. We all heard about the most recent event in in police public interaction with a gentleman down in South Carolina, and he was shot in the back by a police officer leaving him dead. Real quick, there are apps for these smartphones. There are apps already out and apps still being developed to help the public with monitoring, I guess, their allegations of police abuse. It's for the public, you know, and it kind of helps you, it helps you with your allegations of police abuse, supposedly, and keeping you within your rights as a citizen. Check them out, the App Store, the Play Store, whether you got an Android or iPhone. They're out there. They're still developing more and trying to, make them more detailed. Whatever we can do. I mean, I've read stories where there was a case where, and I think I even heard the audio, where police officers were having an issue with a public member, and the police officer was ordered to turn his camera off, or
uh-huh.
he said hold on, you know, he was warned that the camera was on, so it was like, you know, why
okay.
do take care of this later. So anyway, things like that. You know,
oh wow.
Trying to,
okay.
They're trying to, yeah, things like that. They're trying to help us out. You know, developers of these apps, trying to help us out,
right.
And you
right.
know, and help us, you know, help us with the police and help us stay within our rights. So anyway, be on the lookout for that.
Okay.
And just hit you with one more story that I thought was extremely interesting. I mean, it's interesting. It's sad. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing. All in the same. But ex NFL safety Darren Sharpner. Okay, he as part of his probation, after he serves at least 9 years for drugging and raping several women. He's played for New Orleans Saints, but after he serves at least 9 years,
mm-hmm.
part of his probation is drawing attention. It says
okay.
one condition of his post prison life that's attracting a lot of attention is the possibility that his Arizona probation could subject Sharpner to a penile plethysmograph in which a sensor is attached to the penis while an array of sexual images flashes before his eyes to gauge arousal.
What?
Yes. What it is it's a device that resembles the blood pressure cuff. You know, you go it's a device that resembles that, but it goes on his penis, and it measures the blood flow of the penis while he watches material that might represent any criminal anything that he might have been involved in, you know, in his
right.
criminal life or whatever. So, you know, so I guess if it, you know, for offenders that may have been accused of, you know, underage, you know, messing with women that are underage.
Right.
You know,
like, right,
it'll
right,
show
right.
them a slew of slides and you know, might show them a young girl. And,
seriously?
You know,
come on now.
Any case
that
he gets
that?
Aroused. Yeah, so anyway,
that's
you know the guy is accused of raping and drugging several women in several different states.
Yeah, and that blood pressure thing is supposed to prove what? That, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like somebody doing that to you and then showing you images of women and saying, you know what, I'm not even going to get to the debate because I know it's going to lead to a lot of different comments and people misunderstanding it. But to me, listen, that's extra. Keep the dude away from those situations. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what is that gauging?
How do you keep him away from those situations, though?
What do you mean? Then why are you letting him out of jail? You got to monitor... Listen, if you got to monitor this man's penis, you don't need to let him out of jail. I'm sorry. Like, if it's that big of a deal, then he just needs to stay in jail. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is that supposed to prove? Like, that's not even, I don't even know, man. That's I don't want to waste time on the show. That's just crazy to me. But anyway, we might bring this one back up, guys.
Sharpner pleaded guilty to sexual assault and attempted sexual assault in Arizona, guilty to attempted sexual assault in Nevada, and no contest to 2 counts of rape by use of drugs, and 4 counts of furnishing a controlled substance in California. And okay. There you have it. That is what's happening on the streets, my friend.
Okay. Wow. Learn something new every day.
Every day.
Well, that's what's up. I actually have a story. Myself. And those of us who have been monitoring the Facebook page may have seen this, may have seen, you know, me post this, actually share this story. But there is, and I'm just going to paraphrase a contextual video, and had I been thinking ahead, I might have been able to get the audio, but basically is this. In Florida, there's a satanic temple. This may come to a shock for some people. There's a satanic temple, and according to the news story, they were upset about the fact that in public schools, which I didn't even think this was going on in public schools. I know that in the state that I live in, there's no religious, you know, stuff going on inside of public schools. But inside of public schools in Florida, they were upset because they were saying that, you know, all these different religious groups were able to advertise their religion to the kids, you know, bring in certain books, Bibles handed out, things like of that nature. And so they wanted to be able to get in on the fun. So they drafted up a little workbook, like this little activity book with information on Satan worship, on devil worship. It had cartoons, pictures in it, and games and all kinds of stuff, you know, about Satan worship. And they wanted to hand it out at the public schools. And they were, according to this story, they were are being allowed to do this inside of the public school. Now,
okay.
From a Christian perspective, obviously, this is crazy, you know. It's just crazy to actually see it happening, right? And so we, you know, this is kind of how we came up with this show because, you know, the title today is Religious Freedom. And we asked the question, at what point does exposing become imposing? And there's certain things that you don't want your kids to be exposed to, especially at a young age, like public school age. You don't want them to be exposed to certain things, you know. And so we know that they're going to be exposed to certain stuff, but when it becomes something that you want to keep them from, how do we do this? Now, the thing is, the devil is very, very slick. So he's pretty much the position that they're using. What can you really say? You understand what I'm saying? Like, what can you really say to that? You know, that if we want, because now, mind you, as Christian, and let's be real, like, you know, let's be real with this and not play, you know, one-sided, right? Let's be fair. Okay, so in this argument, right, and this is my opinion, in this argument, they're saying the Satanic Temple, well, Satan worshipers are saying, well, if the Christians and the Muslims and, you know, whoever else can go in and give information about their religion to kids, why can't we? Okay. And this is the argument that the devil uses, which, you know, what can you really say? Okay, fine. But my thing is, I thought that church and state, quote unquote, was supposed to be separate. So if they're constantly taking Christianity out of the school, you know what I'm saying? Like, at what point did they start to replace that with, you know, Satanism? Like, when you know, how is that okay? You know, it's okay.
It seems as church, the separation of church and state only pertains to Christianity and, and state. Christianity
exactly.
And state is what the separation is. Is what it
exactly.
seems to be. Anyway.
That's
what it seems to be. You know, I mean, in today's society, though, this question that came about as the show was starting, but in today's society, is it even possible to practice freedom of religion? I mean, that's one of the constitutional rights, right?
Well, we know those get dwindled down every other day. But yeah, it's supposed to.
Yeah, we've seen the police.
Last
video,
I heard, there was another amendment that I ain't know about. But you know, that's what I thought.
Is it even possible though to have freedom of religion? Because you know, you have to with the changes like you were talking about. With the changes, or even you know just. Like the story that I was just reading to you before we came on the air, where you have a longtime florist,
right?
You know, had a relationship with a longtime customer. The florist was, you know, 70-year-old lady, and he had a relationship with his longtime customer, and he came in, and you know, today, you know, he wants her to do his flowers. The flowers for his wedding, but the trick was his wedding is of another man, so it's a gay marriage, and because of this, the beliefs of the 70-year-old woman or the owner of the florist, because of her beliefs, she explained to the customer her beliefs. You know, she believes that marriage should be between a man and a woman. You know, she said, you know, she can't take part of the wedding, and that, you know, and that includes doing the flowers for the wedding. And you know, so, therefore, she is now being sued, and not only the store itself, because you know how the limited liability and the corporations work and all that stuff.
Right.
But you know, not only the store itself being sued, but they're coming at her personally. Personal finances, and you know, now she's in jeopardy of losing her home and her life savings.
This is crazy.
Because she expressed her religious freedom. She expressed her religious beliefs that, you know, she believes that marriage should be between a man and a woman, and so she refused to do the flowers for his wedding, and you know, so she's now getting sued. And there's other stories like this. I know you've heard it, and it's like, you know, all right, she's not, according to the story, she wasn't attacking him. She was just saying, hey, listen, these are my beliefs. You're going against that, so I can't take part in that. And so, therefore, she's now being shut down.
So here's my thing. My thing is, this is what I feel is one-sided. Like you said, it seems like it's only aimed at the Christian. You know what I'm saying? And listen, people, at the end of the day, we knew this was going to happen. If you read the Bible and you know, you're listening, then you know this is bound to happen anyway at some point. So it's happening now. Just wake up and open your eyes and realize that this is happening right now. Because then it's just going to be more of the same. More and more of the same and more intense. Now, the thing about this is, though, I guess their logic is saying, oh, she is refusing his service based on his sexual preference, right? So I guess that's the prejudice that allows him to have a case against her. But here's my thing, though. He's actually suing her for the exact same thing. So how is it that he gets awarded? You understand what I'm saying? Like, so you're suing me because of my beliefs, and you're upset with me because I don't agree with your beliefs.
Right, right. And that's the
you're
thing.
Telling
that's
me
the
that,
funny
yeah.
part.
That's crazy.
That's what nobody looks at or analyzes. Like, seriously, like you know. So I express you. I'm not attacking you now. If I was attacking you, then I can see. I totally understand that. If I was calling you all sorts of names, if I was throwing the Bible at you, literally, You know,
right.
Then I can understand your, you know, you being upset or whatever. But if I just say, hey, listen, this is what I believe, and
right.
your lifestyle is contrary to what I believe, so, you know, so I'm going to go about my merry way. You know, and you get hit over the head because of your beliefs. Because
I would definitely get a better, if I was this lady, I would get a better lawyer. Her lawyer sucks, for real.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would not say that.
Why?
Because
why?
Because it's not the lawyer that sucks. It's the United States justice.
Yeah,
that sucks.
But the,
it
yeah,
doesn't
but
matter
no,
what
no,
kind of
no,
lawyer
no.
you have in place. No,
no,
it doesn't matter what kind of lawyer you have in place, because if that judge believes that it's okay for that man to sue her for her religious beliefs, then she,
I don't believe that. I don't believe. Trust me. Here's the one thing
that's how
people
goes.
Of power do not know. But look, one thing that people of power do not want. Like look at what happened with Pontius Pilate. Those of y'all who are not familiar, read any of the four Gospels, you'll see the story. Pontius Pilate was the one who, you know, Jesus was brought in front of to judge, right? But anyway,
right. Happened, right.
If you check out what happened with Pontius Pilate, right? It was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want no problems. He didn't want no ridicule. The way that they was accusing Jesus, he was like, yo, you judge. I don't want to have this issue. I'm like, I'm washing my hands of the situation. He didn't stop it. He just didn't want to make a bad decision to be responsible for it. Here's the thing, though. The gay community is very, very strong right now, right? It's a whole movement going on. So it's bad politically for a judge to rule against a situation like that. But if you use the law, which is all that man did, or all his lawyer did, was use the law. So fine, use the law. And point that out, because I'm pretty sure that, you know, at the end of the day, there's nothing they can. What can they really say? Like if they just straight rule against this guy, because take the case, right? Just using this example, she has the right to religious freedom. He has the right to his sexual preference. Her case. He can't use the case she's refusing him service because he's gay, because she's been servicing this guy for, they already had a relationship. She's been selling this man flowers repeatedly over time. Now, let's just take into account, maybe she's blind or whatever, maybe she really didn't know that he was gay, even though they had this, you know, bond or closeness or whatever relationship they had. She just really didn't know that he was gay. Fine. Okay?
Which is very possible.
Right. It's very possible. Fine. But now that she finds out, she didn't say, I can no longer sell you flowers. I will no longer give you service because you're gay. She's saying, that's fine, but I can't be a part of the wedding. These wedding plans go against my beliefs, my religion, my religious beliefs. Right? So, that's it. If you want to come and buy some more flowers for me, that's fine. He could have bought all the flowers he wanted for the wedding. She just wasn't going to go to the wedding and set them up for him. She didn't say, according to what I know, she didn't say, I'm not going to sell you flowers anymore from this day forward because you're gay. So how does he have the right to sue her? She has a countersuit because she's saying, you're suing me for my religion, for standing for my religious beliefs. And that's the law.
Several months ago, I did a story on the show, and mm-hmm. it was about a it was in upstate New York, and
okay.
they owned a piece of land. It was where it was kind of like farm land, and they
okay.
had and but it was open to the public. And
yeah, I think I recall that. Okay.
Yeah. And it was open to the public, and everything was all good until this couple wanted to get married on there, and this place was open to people getting married there, and they've had weddings there in the past. But because of the religious beliefs of the owners, when a same-sex couple wanted to get married on their property, they refused it because of their beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they were sued. And the same sex couple won. This stuff happens all the time. So you can't tell me that
yeah.
is that it there's bad lawyers across the board. It could be Johnny Cochran. If the judge is for gay marriage or, you know, for religious freedom except for Christianity,
then that's
how it's going to go down. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's almost like, I know it sounds crazy to some people that listen, it may not be Christian or whatever. And it almost sounds like, with the cops and with the police and the brutality with the minorities, the blacks. Let's just single out the blacks. With the minorities, the blacks and the police, it's like they just give the blacks a hard time.
Right.
And not another race. And that's what it almost sounds like here with the justice system is just kind of ruled, putting aside Christianity, which is crazy because that's what, that's what I was told, that America was founded.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. That's what they told me.
That's what I see on the dollar. But, they're trying to get that removed too, though.
Yes, they are.
But here's what I'm saying. My thing is, all right, I'm gonna kind of shift it a little bit to. I just want to say that, if this is what they want to do, okay, fine. But keep it that way across the board. Like, I don't get what I really don't understand when these things are being placed on Christians. And you're saying, because the Christians are refusing to do this. But it's against our religious belief. So if I walked into, say, a Jewish temple, right, I guarantee you that there's a certain code of conduct that I would have to abide by in order to stay there.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So to be a part of, for example, if I went to a synagogue, I said, I want you guys to marry me and my wife, and I want you, and in the prayer, this is what our vows are, and I want everything to be in Jesus' name. They're going to be like, no. Some of them, because some do believe in Christ, whatever, but I'm not exactly sure who's who and whatever. But I'm pretty sure if I went to like a straight old school synagogue who only followed the Old Testament and who was still waiting for the Messiah to come, and I said, I want you to pray, when you pray for me and my wife and marry us in Jesus' name, they're going to be like, thank you, but no thank you, goodbye. So you mean to tell me if I went to court to try to sue them, you think I would win? It's not going to happen. Nobody would probably even take that case. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree.
Yeah, exactly. But, I'm saying this to say, because I want our listeners to understand what is actually going on so they're not blindsided. Like, these things are going to happen. Jesus said that they were going to send us up before the court. Didn't he say it? They're going to bring you before the judge for my name's sake? He said that. And it's happening right in front of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's happening. So, it shouldn't really be a surprise, but it kind of is, only because we were pampered as Christians for so long, and we didn't really have to deal with that much adversity, at least in this country. But now it's going down like that. And
Listen, at the end of the day, reality is always a slap in the face. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be told something and told something and told something. Like, just take a child in the stove. It's hot. Don't touch it. It's hot.
Right.
Away from the stove, it's hot. And the minute they touch it, they look at you with the bug out eyes like, oh.
I can't believe I got burned.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it happens. That's what it is. And like you said, the Bible states this stuff. But when you actually experience it, it's the bugged out eyes. Like, I can't believe this is happening right
it's
now.
It's really happening.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
And that's how it's going to be as time goes on. You know, they're going, you know, as you know, as the enemy, you know, continues to, you know, manifest himself in, you know, on Earth's presence, you know, then
right.
That's how it's going to be. It's going to be, you know, these things that you skip, you know, when you were just skimming over Revelations, but you read all the way through Acts and stuff, but, you
right.
know, these, you know, it was the book that you skimmed over. This is the stuff that's about to go down. It's going
yeah.
down now.
Yep. And it's happening in front of you. Now, the thing is, too, I wanted to shift a little bit because talking about exposing as opposed to imposing, right, your religion on somebody else. Now, I feel this, or not even just your religion, but your beliefs, period, right? And I feel like this, you know, and again, I'm not really just using it, the article or the example of the lady with the guy who was who's homosexual as an example. But I feel like that is imposing your will on
yes.
me.
Yes. Yes.
You're no longer now, you know, there are a lot of people who are, you know, been out of shape because, you know, the gay rights movement and all of that stuff, you know. And I feel like that was unnecessary to me. You know what I mean? It's not a lifestyle that I chose, but, hey, you know what I mean? Like, okay, fine, this is the lifestyle you chose. You know, you're proud of that. Hey, have at it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
that's it's not my belief system, but that's what your belief system is. Hey, have at it. You know what I'm saying? But now,
right.
when it starts to become imposing, you know, where now I'm getting sued because I'm not living your lifestyle.
Right.
That's something else. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's
I
something
agree.
Else. That is, to me, should not be legal. Like, I don't even see it. I don't even understand how that's legal. Like, and we can even use, you know, not even using the gay community as an example, but let's use Christianity as an example. I honestly feel like, And you know, again, we're speaking from a Christian perspective. I feel very strongly that the enemy is using our own against us. He's been trying to discredit God, and he's using these spies that he placed, you know what I'm saying, within Christianity to make us, you know, to make Christianity look like a bunch of buffoonery. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just looks like a clown show, you know, and this is what people are exposed to who don't have anything to do or understand what Christianity is about. They show all of the things that look crazy to people, and then this is what we look like to the rest of the public. So when somebody says, oh, no, these are my beliefs, and I'm not going to do that. You know, I can't do this for you because that goes against my beliefs. Now, we're looked at as the enemy or the one who, you know, who's giving everybody a hard time. And he's trying to turn the world against us, and that's exactly what he's doing right now. That's exactly what he's doing right now. And the Christians out there with the buffoonery and the clownery are not helping the cause.
Right.
Not helping the cause.
You know what?
It's imposing.
And that is twofold. It's you know, the people that are creating the buffoonery and in the name of Christianity. And also it's the people that are reporting the buffoonery in the name of Christianity. Like, you know what? It's honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's kind of like the gossip thing. You know, the person that's saying the gossip is wrong. But the person that's sitting there feeding into it and listening to it is wrong as well. Like, you're just wrong. You're guilty by association. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you're reporting that this pastor, you know, was doing some ridiculous stuff, you know, you're going around and you're spreading it, especially to people, you know, when you know your word is getting out to non-believers as well, then it's flag on the play. It's a foul because you're helping making us look bad just as well as the buffoonery was helping make us look bad.
You can't even, first of all, you know, in my opinion, I feel like there shouldn't even be cameras going off in the church. Like, that's a sacred, you know, I think that as Christians, man, I think we forget to hold things sacred, especially in this country. I can only use this country as an example because I haven't been to church in another country, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? But I do know, and I don't know exactly the customs and society in other countries the way I do this one. But I do know that it's an awful lot of Hollywoodism going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has a camera out. Everybody's trying to be famous.
Right.
You know, have their little shine. And then these videos get misconstrued. Like, I just saw a video with puppets. Somebody was using Muppets or something, catching the Holy Ghost. I'm like, how do you mock that? What in the world in your brain made you feel that was not, you know, sacred enough to not do that? You feel what I'm saying? But if you don't hold your own, you know, if you don't hold that yourself accountable for things that, like that, then, you know, obviously there's some misunderstanding on your behalf. You know what I'm saying? But the ones who do, those of us who do understand, need to really start to take a look at what's going on. And the people who are out there imposing God's word on people and this way of life on people need to stop. Right. Because that's not Jesus didn't even impose on anybody.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, if he's not imposing himself on anyone, who are you to impose yourself on anybody? You don't want nobody to impose their beliefs on you. And that's the thing. Like, when you see two people, and that's the reason why the Bible tells us not to even argue. Because why are you debating and arguing the word with somebody? Like, you don't have to do that. If that's just two people trying to impose their beliefs on each other, that's never going to work.
Yes.
It's never going to work. And that's why I'm like, you know, if you want to be, you know, if you want to be accepted in your religion or your lifestyle or whatever it is, you don't have to impose it on anybody. All you have to do is just
live it.
Yeah. You know, maybe you want people to know you can expose somebody to it, but leave it to them to take that choice. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we need to stop that. And like I said, I don't want to speak on any other lifestyle other than Christianity because I'm not a part of that lifestyle. This is the lifestyle I'm a part of. And I can speak on behalf of the people who do live this lifestyle and say that if you're imposing it, you need to chill out.
Right.
Look at how they're making us. Look at how the devil is making us look right now. Very, very crazy. And most of the time, the people who's looking crazy is not even really down with the cause. They're not down with the cause. They're just using God's name for fame or money or whatever the case is.
Right.
And that's what you know. But I said it, so whatever. Go ahead.
You know, you talked about, you know, not when you said that you know, you don't want to speak from any other perspective, but, you know, from a Christian's perspective, because that's the lifestyle you chose. When you said that, it made me think about this, how so many other people who do not represent Christianity, who don't consider themselves to be Christians or followers of Christ of any kind of way, these people, a lot of these people, are quick to speak on behalf of Christianity. They, you know, and it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that they do it. Number one, it is even more ridiculous that you listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody gives credit to it.
Exactly. Because you read the Bible means nothing to me until you have experienced the Bible. Until you have experienced God work in your life, those words mean very little. So, you know,
but
which is why you can
know.
Read. Huh?
What is, I was just saying, is this because they don't know? Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. It's just words to them, which is why they can, and, you know, and yes, you can pick up the Bible, you can read it. You don't have to be, a follower of Christ. You pick up the Bible, you can read it from the back. You know what I'm saying? You can, if you got a really good memory, you can memorize a whole lot of that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you can spit it back to somebody, but it means nothing until, you know, until you've experienced stuff, until God has taken you through, you know, some of that stuff. If you're not a follower of Christ, then it means nothing. So you can't tell me if you're a atheist, you know,
right.
or, you know, or whatever else, you know, whatever else there is, you know, aside from, you know, a Christian. You know, if you represent that, then stay over there, stay in that lane, represent that. Don't tell me about what the Holy Bible says, because
right.
you don't know about the Holy Bible. You might have read it, but you don't know about it. You know, and I don't even know why I took that left turn. But
no,
I
wasn't left.
Though, it just touched me, though.
Nah, you're right, though, because, but see, here's the thing. The thing is, as Christians, right, we need to, sometimes, like, let me stop up here. Let's just be real with ourselves as Christians. If you're listening to this program and you're not a Christian, okay, fine. But if you are, right, truly a Christian and about this life, let's be real. Take yourself out of your shoes for a second and put yourself into the shoes of somebody who doesn't live this lifestyle and tell me that the things that you're telling them to believe don't sound ridiculous. It sounds ridiculous. For me to tell you somebody that I'm going to lay hands on them and they're going to be healed, right, even though they've been sick for years, they're going to be healed in seconds, it seems ridiculous, right?
Right.
It, for me to tell somebody that, you know, you can die, but you can be raised up from the dead after you're dead. Doesn't matter how you died, you can be raised back up from the dead. It's possible. All you have to do is believe. It sounds ridiculous. You know why it sounds ridiculous? Because they don't understand it for themselves. They've never experienced it for themselves. And even people who live this lifestyle don't even believe half the things that the Word of God says, right? So now, we can't really be upset at the people who don't believe. You know what I'm saying? But we do, however, have to understand that they need to be, like, it's okay for us to, back to the exposing, it's okay for us to expose them to what we believe. But we can't impose our beliefs on them because, in all fairness, it's a hard pill to swallow. And the only thing, the only reason why they believe, you know what I'm saying, but we know it to be true. That's why we believe, because we know it to be true.
Right.
However, God has revealed that to us. We know it to be true. It's, and I was saying this earlier, you know, at church, is like we're very spoiled because, and we're very privileged, and we don't realize how privileged we are, because the only reason we believe is because God allowed it to happen. He opened up our heart to believe. However, whatever path he used to take us through to get that to happen, he revealed it. Just like when Jesus was asking Peter, you know, who do people say I am? And he was like, who do you say I am? And then Peter was like, you're the Son of God. And he was like, my Father revealed that to you. Because there's no other way for you to know that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, unless he revealed that to you.
Right.
So we got to not, as Christians, we got to stop being so hard on people who don't believe what we believe. All right? That's number one. All right?
Yeah.
We got to accept that about ourselves. Our lifestyle is a hard pill to swallow, and we just got to accept that. Okay? Now, with that aside, right? Well, not aside, but that's number one. Now, number two is the people who are speaking on our behalf, you know, and saying, oh, this is what Christians believe and blah, blah, blah. If Christians are not speaking up and saying what we believe, correcting them, you know, the people who are speaking against, you know, speaking for us or whatever,
right,
and it's a
right.
false representation, and we don't say anything about it, you know, with this disclaimer, be led by God and what you say and when. But if we don't speak up and say anything about it and actually tell the truth, not so much debate them and tell them that they're wrong, but just speak the truth of what God's word is. No extras, not our added opinions, like
exactly.
We haven't shown one before, but just what the word of God says and try to explain that, then it's going to continue to go the way that it's going. And if we don't even educate each other, you know, the people who actually claim this lifestyle, because they're being led astray too by all this buffoonery.
Right.
You look on TV, even as a Christian, you look on TV and see, like, I thought something was wrong with me at one point because I don't do all of that hoopla stuff. I don't even get down with that stuff. Not to say that all of it's bad. Everybody serves God how they serve him. But the ones who are actually serving him, not the ones who are trying to entertain a crowd.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? There's a difference. There's a difference between the two. There are people who are actually doing that, and then there's people who are imitating the real thing
right.
to try to get a crowd. And I don't, when you actually have God's spirit and you actually have a relationship with him, then you will be able to tell the difference between the two, because whether somebody's
yeah.
doing all that hoopla for fake and play, or they're doing it for real, it still won't matter, because your bottom line is you have your relationship with God. So it's not
yeah.
going to matter. So as Christians, we got to start taking responsibility for this lifestyle that we live and having this relationship with God, and stop allowing the buffoonery to enter our lives. Like, I can't even watch no crazy video with people doing flips over pews and all that stuff. I ain't even watching that, because it's just a distraction.
Somebody did a flip over a pew?
Yeah, people was doing, yo, I see all kind of stuff, man. I told you about the Muppets. It was like a Muppet show.
Right.
They was showing people. I'm like, come on, man. You serious? Like, that's the kind of stuff Jesus was kicking tables over for. Like, I can't even
right.
have that in front of me. Honestly, I can't even have that in front of me. It's disrespectful. And just like the Muslims don't play that. You say something crazy. Remember what happened? Something happened where somebody offended the Muslims or something in another country. It was like, yo, telling America, like, nah. You need to handle that, because we're not playing that.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, we don't
right.
do that. And I'm not saying that
yep.
we got a strong arm nobody. That's not what it's about. But we do have to stand up for what we believe in. And now is the time where we're actually going to be faced with some of those things. Like, that lady could lose her life, life savings, her livelihood. You know what I'm saying? For standing
yep.
up for Christ. That's real. It's not no play. There ain't no nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what can happen. So are we willing to do that?
Right.
Are we willing to lose our freedom, willing to lose what we have for that? Like, I commend that lady. You know what I mean? And I'm going to pray for her, because, yo.
Absolutely.
That's crazy. And I'm going to pray for the dude that sued her, because I feel bad for him too.
Right. Right. Right, right. If you feel, if you feel so attacked, you know, that you have to do such a thing. I mean, this lady 70 years old. She's lost, because of your lawsuit. She's lost the business that she's had for God knows how long. You know, and
exactly.
you know, and now, like you said, she's in danger of losing her life savings. You know, and you know, all because you're upset because she doesn't agree with your lifestyle? Because
of
her religious belief?
Like, I don't even understand that. But again, he obviously doesn't know, right? He obviously doesn't know. Like, it's not their fault. You look at what happened with Paul, with Saul, before he became Paul, right? That's another story in the Bible. I can read that in Acts. Don't ask me where in Acts, because I'm not exactly sure. Just read Acts and you'll come across it. But anyway, think about what happened with Paul, right, on the road, when Jesus knocked him off the thing and made him blind and was like, yo, why are you persecuting me? Because he was killing Christians before, right?
Right.
And he thought he was doing the right thing, you know,
right.
until he learned better. He had that, you know, experience, and he had that encounter, and then he learned better. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't even just that encounter, but God sent him Jesus sent him to that other dude's house so that he could be ministered to and taught what to do.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Because he was blind. It wasn't just he was blind and then he went in and got his sight back. He was blind for a little while. So
right. He
could hear and understand what he needed to do. Now,
before
that, he didn't know. He thought he was doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He thought he was doing the right thing. He thought these Christ followers were wrong, you know. So in all fairness, God have mercy on him. We're supposed to have mercy on these people too, even though they're coming at us, you know. And I know that's a hard thing to do. Like I said,
yep. This
lifestyle that we live is a hard pill to swallow. If you're not about that life, man, half the people who claim this life is not about that life, yo. Just like the same thing with, you know, I always use the analogy of gangsterism. Like, all these people claiming
right.
to be thugs and gangsters are not really about that life. Everybody's a gangster
right.
until that bullet whizzed past their head. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying? Like,
exactly.
Everybody's a tough guy until they catch a bad one. Then they're not so tough no more. Some guys
exactly.
are still tough like that, and they really about that life, but everybody ain't that tough. Your strength
ready
comes
to go
from
home.
How many? Yeah, your strength comes from how many bruises you can actually take, not how many you can give out.
Still keep going and not quit.
And still keep going. Exactly. So, I pray for that lady, man, and I really believe she's going to be fine. You know what I'm saying? I really do, and I'm speaking that, and I'm praying for that other dude who sued her because he doesn't really know. And should he ever come to that? To that knowledge and understanding, like should he ever come to the understanding of what happened, I'm pretty sure he'd be remorseful because there's not too many people. I mean, think about it. There's certain things that you did before that you don't do anymore.
A lot of things.
Because you really, because now you really understand. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But before you understand, you know, you just didn't know. I mean, you might have known it wasn't right, but you didn't really know how wrong it was, you know. But once
right.
you came to that understanding, you were like, you know what? I really don't think I want to test God like that. So, nah. Not going to do that.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know. So at the end of the day, look, man, as Christians, we need to really understand this lifestyle we live. It ain't about going to church and jumping over pews and sweating out some weeds. And, you know, coming home and saying it was a good service because the music was banging and the drummer was hot and the guitarist was on. Like, it ain't even about that, man. Like,
right.
When it comes to real life and somebody's threatening taking your house because you're a Christian, like, not threatening to take your house just because you're a Christian. Like, that's happening
right.
now. It ain't like
right.
you didn't pay your taxes, the IRS is coming. It's like, nah, because you're a Christian. And you had the choice to either claim to be a Christian or fold or compromise your beliefs. You know what I'm saying? And I honestly feel like this lady, God put this lady in the news as a reminder to the rest of us. He allowed that to happen to her and allowed them to report it. And the devil tried to use it so we could look at it and be like, yo, that's ridiculous. But he allowed us to see it to actually strengthen
right.
our faith. To be like, if this 70-year-old
right.
lady can lose everything at 70 years old just
right.
for Christ, you know what I mean? Not just for Christ, but you know what I'm trying to say, like, you know, for
right.
Christ,
right.
then I should be able to do that.
Right. Exactly. Because I don't have a storefront. I don't have a storefront. So I can
right.
use certainly the little bit of crap that I got. You know what I'm saying? If I had to lose for the sake of Christ, I'm all right. I'm good. I'm, you know, I think
mm-hmm.
I think I can tough that one out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's, you know,
right.
it is, I mean, it is a fine line between exposing and imposing. And
right.
I know that, you know, we as people just, aside from just being, you know, followers of Christ, but we as people sometimes are very passionate about, you know, about what we believe and what we stand for and, you know, and what we're into, you know. I mean, you know, people with their diets
mm-hmm.
and stuff, you know, and they'll, you know, and they'll definitely, you know, oh, well, you haven't done nothing until you've done the one that I, you know, that I wanted
right.
that I'm doing. You know, yours is correct
right.
until you're doing,
right.
you know, until you're doing this one. And, you know, and that's not what we're called to do as Christians. We're called to expose.
Right.
you know, the word of Christ to people. You know, we're not called to impose it on people. You know what I'm saying? If they're if they're not accepting of it, then keep moving. That's fine. But, you know, if the window of opportunity opens that you can expose someone who does not know about Christ, if you can expose Christ to someone, there you go. Boom, jump on it, get all over it.
Exactly.
But there's a fine line, play it.
That line, honestly, is what separates us from the devil, from Satan. Because, you know, because he's known to impose his will on people. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything that he wants, he's like, that's what he does. Whether it's subtle, you know what I'm saying, or not, he's going to impose his will on you, you know, because that's what he has to do. But it's just crazy to me that we're getting to a point where me even saying, like, okay, when think about this, guys. When it becomes a point where our religion, our religious belief, Satan is our enemy in our religious belief. He is our enemy. We do not serve him. We never serve him. That's it. He's our enemy. You know, and that's blatantly in our scriptures and everything that we believe. Right?
Right.
Now, when Satanism becomes, which it's getting there sooner than we think, when this becomes an accepted religion in the world, which just sounds crazy to me, but when this becomes accepted, right, and I say something, if a lady's getting sued for refusing to sell a gay man flowers for his wedding, what do you think is going to happen when we say anything against Satan, which is our conviction and our belief?
Yeah, right.
What do you think is going to happen when this becomes blatant and then he uses the appeal of, oh, well, they're bashing us. Christians are bashing our religion.
Right.
What do you think is going to happen then? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to, at that point, stop? We can't, all this, like, being politically correct and all of that stuff is, you know, is all a trick. And he's just very, very patient.
Yeah.
He's been patient for centuries. He's been patient for this moment. Christ told us this moment was coming. He's been very patient and he's waiting. And now it's about time for that. So he's going to, you know, God's going to see who's about that life and who's not. I'm praying to God for strength because, you know, I ain't Superman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, but that's the position he's trying to box Christians into. But again, remember what God said. This is my final thought. Remember what God said, what Christ said. He said, don't worry. They're going to take you, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's either Matthew chapter 18 or John chapter 18 or 15, something like that. But he talks about them bringing us before the judge, you know, and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But his namesake, right? But he was like, yo, when that happens, don't worry about what to say. God, my spirit's going to give you what to say in that moment.
So
you don't got to worry about nothing. You don't got to worry about nothing. Just be strong and hang on to it. And, you know, I pray God's protection on all of us right now who's listening to this, because if you're listening to it and you're actually understanding and getting it, then the devil's not happy, and he's probably going to try to do something. You know what I'm saying? But it don't matter because God got you, and it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, his time is short, and that's what it is. Anyway, that's my final thought. You know, thin line between exposing and imposing. Expose God's word and his will. Don't impose it.
I just wanted to take a sec to shout out our background board specialist there, Ms. Donicia, a.k.a. Young Hollywood, who has a video that we posted up earlier in the week, which is actually called I Thirst. And it's actually it's something it is great to take a look at. It's on the Christian Experience Facebook page. It's also on YouTube. If you type in "I Thirst," and you can put in there's three actors. You can put in either their names. You can put in "I Thirst" and Donicia, which is spelled D-O-N-E-C-I-A. And you can put in "I Thirst" and Alex. You can put in "I Thirst" and Marcel. And those three names should bring up the video. Check it out. I mean, it's good. It's up by the Christian Experience. So if you find any other videos, call that. You know, you'll know it's us by our names.
For real. Y'all need to check that video out, though.
Check it out. They did a great job. They did a
share it with somebody. Yeah. All right, man. Yo, thank y'all for listening. We appreciate y'all for supporting us, man, following us. We got a live joint coming if you're going to be in the New York metro area. We're going to have a live show on June 6th, and we will give you guys more information about that. You call the number 270-864-6552. That's 270-864-6552 if you would like passes to the show. And, yeah, we're going to move it like that. So thank you again, and I'll let y'all later. Peace.
All right. Peace.
Did it.